On the live line with us, as promised, Montereo Fire Chief Steve Baxman. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
Nice to talk to you. And let's talk about the current status of the river as it stands during this light of day Thursday.
Okay.
How does it look out there?
Well, the water's coming up slowly. One of the problems we're having is mudslides. The hillsides are just overwhelmed with water, and they're all just coming out on the roads.
Are mudslides, hillsides, slides a problem for, you know, the next 24, 48 hours?
Well, yeah, the hills are just all loose from all the rain.
Yeah.
And any little bit of rain now brings it all out. And it goes, like, the two we're working on now are both all the way across the road. We're trying to keep the roads open so people can get through.
And how long do you expect some of those main arteries to be open, given that the river is projected to surpass flood stage by later today?
Well, we'll be okay until we get above about 37 feet. That's when some of the major roads will start closing. Up to 36 feet, it's just going to be a nuisance, the side roads and all. But when we get over 37 feet, 38 feet, then some of the major roads will start closing.
How much experience do you have, Steve? I was trying to remember how long you've been in your position on the river.
Well, I've been in Montereo almost 50 years, but I worked
wow.
my first flood in 1968.
1968. We were just talking earlier about the Valentine's Day floods of 86 and what a debacle that was. This will be nothing like that. But at that 37 foot plus level, which the river is expected to reach, let's talk about the effects it will have for people living along the river and people trying to get into the river area too.
Well, that's one of the issues. When we start getting up over 37 feet, we're going to start closing River Road. Half of the river road down between Rio Needle and Guerneville will close. It'll start coming across the road in front of the theater in Montereo. Dutchville Creek will start backing up on Bohemian Highway. So, and west of Duncan Mills, there's a spot where the water will start coming over the road. So it's going to be pretty rough for accessibility if the water does get that high.
And how would you compare what's expected today and tomorrow on the river to what happened in January of 2017, a couple of years ago?
Oh, that wasn't that bad. That wasn't that bad. As long as we don't hit above 37 or 38 feet, it won't be too bad. But when we get above that, then it'll be bad. The last sizable flood we had was New Year's Eve 05-06.
Right. That was a pretty significant one at that point. And what are you doing to prepare? I know there are so many river rats up there that have been through this many, many times, but how do you go about preparing the people who haven't?
Well, we field a lot of phone calls. And like this morning early, we were down at a trailer park in Ryan's Beach talking to people. And we try to calm them down and help them any way we can. If they have to move stuff, if they need advice for where to go, whether they should stay or leave. But that's the main thing we're doing is just giving advice.
All right, very good. Well, hopefully it will be kind of a calm day for you. But I know that that's probably not the truth this morning. But
all
Steve,
right.
Appreciate that. And of course, there will be a big difference in the river between now at this time and tomorrow morning at this same time. Love to check back in with you tomorrow morning about conditions there.
All right. Thanks for talking to me.
All right. That is Montereo Fire Chief Steve Baxman, who reminded me that he has been on the job in Montereo for more than 50 years. He's the first guy that everybody calls when it becomes clear that there's a problem on the river or an auto accident or anything else. He's a firefighter. And we will check in with Steve again tomorrow morning to see what the conditions are then.